This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Mark 11, 23, let's all stand and read it together. Just the one verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Bless the Lord. You may be seated. Now I'm going to read you a poem. This poem is in the book Authority. The name of the poem is Authority. When you speak to mountains, you are exercising authority. And by the way, we ran some other copies out on the book table. I told you that this book, John A. Macmillan's book on authority of the believer, which is a book that inspired Brother Hagin, and Brother Hagin talks about this book in his foreword of his book, Authority of the Believer. And he said that he was greatly inspired by the writings of John A. Macmillan, a pamphlet. And that pamphlet makes up the first part of this book. This book is several of Macmillan's pamphlets put together. But the one Authority of the Believer that I want you to have, and that is coming out in book form, we have copied it, we downloaded that pamphlet, and we have it out on the book table free for you. And this poem is also in the book. And it's on that pamphlet that we printed for you. Authority. When mountain walls confront the way, why sit and weep? Arise and say, be thou removed, and they shall be, by the power of God cast in the sea. All power on earth, all power in heaven, to Christ the Son of God is given. And from the throne he will endue, and hindrances will flee from you. Or all the power of fiend and man, say through the Lord, I surely can. Take from him power on earth to tread, on serpent's sting, on dragon's head. Whate'er thou art, O mountain high, where'er thou art, in earth or sky, whene'er thou art, truth is the same, be thou removed in Jesus' name. Be thou removed, faith bids thee start, for yonder sea, arise, depart. I may, I can, I must, I will, the purpose of my God fulfill. Now, you have a purpose. We have a purpose. You may fulfill it. You can fulfill it. You must fulfill it. You will fulfill it. Stand up. I have these last two lines around my house posted. Somebody made me a wood plaque of it. I put it up, run it off on the paper like we can on our computers. My granddaughter put it on her MySpace. It's good. Say it with me. I may.
I can.
I must.
I will.
The purpose of my God fulfill.
The purpose of my God fulfill.
I may, I can, I must, I will. The purpose of my God fulfill. Hallelujah. That settles it. You may be seated. We have an individual purpose. The church has a purpose. The church is going to fulfill her purpose if it hair-lips the devil. Hallelujah. We may, say it.
We can.
We can. We will. The purpose of our God fulfill. Hallelujah. Now we've been talking about his purpose for the church collectively and individually, and what he did for us and how it's outlined in the book of Ephesians. We're going to sit before those truths again right now. And Brother Hagin in his book, The Authority, I can tell you that I'm on a mission. God brought this little book into my hands in November that Brother Hagin referred to, and I've been on fire ever since. It seems like every line spoke to me, and the Lord had told me sometime before, I'm going to give you a further revelation. He didn't say on what. And I'm going to increase your platform to speak it. And since he has given me this, it is amazing how the platform hath widened. At the minister's meeting, the Copeland minister's meeting, they asked me to do it twice, two sessions. Gloria and I did two television just this week before I came here. We did 2 weeks of television, which will air in March. She said, come back next week. We're going to do two more weeks. That'll air in April. That'll get all over the world. We're here in Houston. And the Lord, I was sitting over there, and the Lord spoke to me about two more places he wants me to go, and they haven't invited me yet, but they will because he said so. Shelley and Bob are on their way to West Virginia. They're going to preach it. Chip's preaching it in Oregon or wherever he is. Bless the Lord. And you'll preach it. That the church has to rise up now and be who we're supposed to be. Brother Hagin, in his foreword of the book, The Believer's Authority, he said this: a few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority. But before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. We may, we can, we must, we will, the purpose of our God fulfill. Hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord. Now let's sit tonight before these Bible truths one more time. Turn to Ephesians, which is the book of God's purpose for the church, especially, and for all creation, but especially for the church. Let's pray that prayer. This is how you're going to pray that prayer for yourself at home. Stand up when you find Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. And we start the prayer. I've prayed this prayer so many times I've memorized it, but I still get it out and look at it when I pray it. Hallelujah. Most of the time. And I personalize it. I'm going to say, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because these truths belong to us at our new birth, but they have to have an inner spiritual revelation that the Spirit brings. And he's been bringing it to us. Last night, as we sat here, I literally felt him, the Holy Spirit, revealing to us. Now, sensed it is a better word, but I can tell you I almost felt it. But it was with inner feelers. Here we go. And we start like this. We address God of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And me hath he quickened when I was dead in trespasses and sins. Now verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved me, even when I was dead in sins, has quickened me together with Christ. By grace I am saved, and hath raised me up together, and made me sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward me through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray that prayer for yourself every single day, and you will have revelation come to you about the power of God that raised you from the dead and seated you at the right hand of God, and your position of prayer will never again be banging on the gates of heaven or crying out for God to hear you. Your position of prayer will be at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Please be seated. Now, let's sit before some other scriptures. Let's sit before these scriptures in Colossians. And let's start with Colossians 2, verse 9. For Colossians 2, 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Here we are, back to those principalities and powers again. Verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer, and the newly released book, Authority of the Believer, by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.